There are an estimated 15,000 Hmong refugees living in a camp surrounding a Buddhist temple in Thailand. The U.S. State Department says in February it will begin processing them for emigration to the U.S. It's likely those who qualify for resettlement will end up with relatives in California, Minnesota, or Wisconsin, the states with the largest Hmong populations. The announcement came as a happy surprise to Mai Zhong Vu of the State Refugee Services Office. She's been working with national Hmong groups to pressure the State Department into clearing the way for these refugees. They've been languishing in the camp for almost 20 years.
It's a very good news because many times many of these families may be divided for a long time, and they haven't seen each other for years. So this is a very emotional thing for many families when they finally are able to reunite.
It's not clear how many of those in the camp will actually qualify to come to the U.S. or how many may end up in Wisconsin. Sue Levy heads the State Refugee Services Office. She says most of the more than 40,000 Hmong who live in the state now have adapted well and are holding jobs and buying houses. But she says the news of the new influx of refugees comes at a difficult time.
At this point in time, we are laying off a number of the very good Hmong staff who are in a lot of the social services agencies because our federal funding has been substantially reduced for 2004.
Levy says she hopes more federal funds become available before the first new immigrants from the camp are expected to arrive next August. Two members of Wisconsin's congressional delegation say they welcome the State Department's decision to admit more Hmong. Tammy Baldwin of Madison cites the role the Hmong played fighting on the side of the U.S. during the Vietnam War.
We have, I think, something wonderful to offer in addition to our gratitude for their service side by side our fighting forces. And I think it's long overdue.
Ron Kind of La Crosse says he'll work closely with Hmong leaders there to smooth the transition process for the new arrivals. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.